history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And I'm just looking at the Fox News feed here. We're being conditized, left and right. Top of the hour, their story is about this woman who hung up on her 911 call and her boyfriend died of a drug overdose, which is a tragedy. But how does that affect my life or your life? I mean, what's going on with Israel and Gaza gets a mention in that lower scroll that hardly anybody ever looks at. But they don't want to report on this stuff. They know it's a public relations nightmare for Israel and for all those nations who are supporting Israel, including the United States and Canada. They know the public does not approve of it, so we're not going to talk about it. You don't need to know what's going on in Gaza and Ukraine. We'll mention it because we have to mention it, and we're supposed to be a news organization, but we're going to talk to you about this horrible tragedy about this girl who hung up on the 911 call and her boyfriend died, and really, should she be prosecuted? And so forth and so on here. Getting on back to the economy here, Canada is now going to be doing direct currency swaps with China. Canada's trying to encourage Chinese investment in Canada, and to smooth the path for that, they're going to bypass the U.S. dollar. So even Canada is moving away from Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. I'm sure Washington, D.C. is saying, Canada? How could Canada do it? It was bad enough when Great Britain did it. Now Canada? Now, a story coming out of Veterans News Now here, talking about the new BRICS international banking system. BRICSIANSE, I think they're calling it. And the headquarters are going to be in Shanghai, China. And obviously, this is really what these wars are all about. Forcing the world back onto the dollar, onto the petrodollar, and the emerging nations are simply saying, we're not going to go that way. They're planning their own World Bank, their own version of the IMF. I would hope they would escape the clutches of private central banking, even if it's in their own country, under their own system. But they're basically moving away from the dollar. The dollar is worn out. The dollar is crashing here. Article out of Investment Watch blog again. Why the euro banking crisis will crush the global economy. Maybe, maybe not. Because we're seeing all these other nations, BRICS, moving away from the dollar and moving away from the euro, selling investments in the United States of America. Foreign investment in the United States is down somewhere between one-third and one-half now. They can see the writing on the wall, and they're getting out there. Now, the euro banking crisis is going to crush Europe, and it's going to crush the United States because of all those derivatives, those credit default swaps recklessly sold by Wall Street against Europe's debt. $90 trillion estimated exposure. Now, the European media is trying to downplay all the problems that are already occurring with bank failures in Portugal and Bulgaria. And they're saying, see, it's already been fixed. Basically, the ECB is dumping money on these banks, trying to keep them afloat. So is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has been caught shipping money to these European banks to keep them solvent, so that those credit default swaps will not trigger. And they can't keep that up either. CNN Money is out there trying to tell their audience that there's nothing to worry about with these Portuguese bank failures. The fact that the bank defaulted, there's nothing to, no reason to worry about it at all. Of course it's a reason to worry about it. Regardless of whether you're doing business with that particular bank or not, when the European banks start to default, when the European governments start to default, there is going to be a firestorm of derivatives claims on Wall Street. And Wall Street does not have the cash reserves to make good on those defaults, on those credit default swaps. What are they going to do? They're going to turn around to the U.S. government and say, we need another taxpayer bailout. It's only $90 trillion. And the U.S. government will say, there, Wall Street, we know you meant well. You've been such wonderful supporters in our during our election campaigns, and yes, we will take more from the American people to make good on these bad business decisions that you made here. So apparently the Portugal contagion, as it is starting to spread. This is over at Zero Hedge. Espirito Santo is about to default on the Portugal telecom loan. They've had a plunge in business lending, largest on record. It's locking up over there. Meanwhile, down in Australia, they've had a little bit of a problem with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. And apparently there is a huge scandal down there that led to a government report from their Senate Economic Reference Committee. And basically found out that the bank's financial planning companies misled retirees, put their investments into put their money into investments that collapsed and basically resulted in the loss of their savings and their retirement. And apparently, along the way, there were fabricated documents, doctored clients' files, and forged signatures. And the Australian government's trying to cover this up because CBA is one of the biggest banks in Australia. And now that they've been caught doing the same things the U.S. banks were doing back during the foreclosure scandal with fake documents, forged signatures, robo-signing, and the rest of it. Now, here in the United States of America, we have the Barclays Dark Pool. This was a private stock exchange, not under the controls that the public stock exchanges are under. And it was basically just a firestorm of high-frequency trade scalpers. And like most of these scams, it made a lot of money at the start. The people who were in there from the beginning made a lot of money, and now it's falling apart, and the people who got there late and didn't get the word to get out are being hammered. And apparently, Barclays' total dark pool volume has plunged 37%. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this high-frequency trading and something called Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, which is that the closer you look at a phenomenon, the more likely the process of observing it is going to distort the results. And I think that's what's going on with all this high-frequency trading. Because they're looking at all the moves in the market and responding to them immediately. Well, the market's going to respond to that response. And more high-frequency trading is being used, the less and less reliable the data coming out of it is going to be. Until you have the market and the high-frequency traders basically throwing noise back and forth at each other. And I think that's where a lot of the problem comes from. And it's another reason why these high-frequency traders should not be allowed. Because they are distorting the market, ostensibly to their advantage. But the more widespread it becomes, the less and less reliable that data is going to be. And that's going to lead some of these big players to make monumental mistakes. All righty, Citigroup has agreed to pay $7 billion for their bad behavior during the subprime mortgage crisis. And as usual, nobody gets arrested, nobody goes to jail. Citigroup is just going to share a little bit of the wealth they made off you, the American people, with the U.S. government. And they're going to say, see, it's all better now. I know $7 billion sounds like a lot of money to you and me, and it is. But it's just small change compared to how much they made in total off this scam. They made $100 billion. They have to give $7 billion to the government. That's cost of business. They're going to go on doing exactly what they're doing until some of these bankers are thrown in jail, like they did in Iceland, or hanged, like they've done in Iran and Vietnam. Now, over at Bloomberg, they're reporting that the Bank of England Deputy Governor Andrew Bailey is saying that all this bad behavior by the bankers is undermining the entire financial system because the people of the world are starting to doubt the trustworthiness of the financial system, and with good reason. Finance is not a science. It's a religion. It's a bunch of arbitrary rules that we're all taught to believe represent something real. But now we're realizing this whole financial system, it is a con game. It's organized crime in three-piece suits. And it's a fraud, and it doesn't exist to serve the community. It serves itself. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. Take from Caesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN.
What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the economy. I'm going to try and rush through some of these things here before we get to the top of the hour and today's guest here. Investment Watch blog, again, PM Fund Manager warns of derivatives meltdown and open season on your bank account. I'm not the only one who is very concerned that this sudden surge of bank defaults in Europe could trigger a derivatives run on Wall Street. And Wall Street's solution is going to be to take the money away from you. Now, it doesn't matter how many government officials or bankers in three-piece suits line up and tell you this is the proper thing to do. This is stealing from you to cover their own gluteus maximi. That's what it is. Easiest way to be a bank robber is to own one. And that's what they're getting ready to do. When this derivatives meltdown firestorm hits, they're going to help themselves to your savings accounts, maybe even your checking accounts, maybe even to the contents of your safety deposit box. Because the U.S. government has now declared that if you have money in a savings account in a bank, you're not a bank customer, you're not a bank depositor, you are now considered an unsecured investor in the bank, and therefore the bank can transfer their losses onto you. Reason for you to get your money out of the banks right now. You should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. Keep the rest at home under your control. Some of it in cash, some of it in physical silver and gold. How many times do you have to hear these warnings of haircuts and bailouts and bail-ins before you understand that the money junkies are serious? When their little Ponzi scheme starts to collapse, their first move is going to be to just steal it from you. And they'll tell you it's legal, they'll tell you it's the law, they'll tell you it's necessary, they'll tell you it's for your own good, they'll tell you it's for the children. It isn't. It's what they need to do to keep their own wealth and power. Article over at the Daily Coin talking about the numbers are so artificial, it wouldn't take much for the beach ball to pop up. This is a metaphor that they have about how the reality of the economy is like a beach ball being held underwater. And the instant your grip slips, it's just going to pop up and explode into view. And what they're talking about here is that if the banks start to go down and the U.S. government may declare the increase in value on your physical gold and silver to be capital gains and tax it at 70% rate. They're already looking at how to deal with all of you who were wise and prudent enough to get into silver and gold, which is why we're always saying buy it in small amounts that doesn't leave a record. So the government doesn't know about it, but they're already out there saying that if the dollar collapses and gold goes through the roof, they're going to come in and basically take most of that away from you.
For the children.
Remember, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and we are there right now. Now then, the world's largest air show, the Farnborough Air Show, is underway, and Airbus is scoring big. They are out there selling contracts for their single-aisle aircraft and the A330 wide-body, left and right. And they are absolutely overshadowing Boeing. Apparently, Boeing has only signed two customers so far. And a lot of that has to do with the backlash against the perceived problems with the 777. And just a general dislike for American companies right now. This shoddy workmanship that has come to typify American manufacturing during its decline over the last 30 years is coming back to haunt us all. And Airbus is scoring real, real big with their new aircraft. As that caller mentioned earlier, Microsoft could lay off thousands this week. They're talking about the largest layoff in their company's history. Part of it is the disaster of Windows 8 and Microsoft's desire not to sell us what we wanted, but to force us to buy what Microsoft thinks is a really cool idea, the Windows 8 tile interface. Doesn't make any sense at all. It's been an absolute disaster. Coupled with, of course, the entire world dropping Microsoft and Apple products out of concern that the U.S. government has them backdoored. And especially on that latter one, I have no sympathy at all for any company that got into bed with the National Security Agency to violate the constitutional rights of law-abiding American citizens. They deserve to be gone. A lot of repercussions still coming over a recent spectacular stock for a company called Gawex, which just went up to huge, huge valuation. Turned out to be a complete fraud. Gawex founder Gennaro Garcia fabricated clients and contracts, listed a defunct company as a holding company for his stake in Gawex, put numbers in reports that didn't even make sense mathematically. But it got the buzz on the street. This is a company on the way up, and it just boomed way up, and now it's crashed. It looks like another pump and dump. And, of course, Wall Street is embarrassed because, in hindsight, the fraud was just so obvious. The experts should have seen it. So maybe it was another game by the insiders here, and they're getting pretty heavy-handed with some of these things. Meanwhile, over at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, they're getting ready to close the casino in September, and the layoff notices are already going out to the workers at Trump Plaza. Kind of makes you wonder why Donald Trump is out there mouthing off so much about politics and the economy when he himself has obviously not been doing very well in that regard. More concern from Detroit about the water shutoffs basically amounting to being a social crime. And I'm absolutely in agreement. And I don't understand what they're thinking of over in the city of Detroit. When they start shutting off the water to 150,000 households, there are going to be riots. Maybe that's what they want. So the government can come in and declare a national emergency and martial law, but nobody in the United States of America is going to see this from the point of view of the government of Detroit, the emergency manager's office, or the U.S. government. Now, we're hearing from various corporations that water is not a natural right, which is absurd. It's got to be commoditized. This came from the CEO of Nestle, which is now catching flack for sucking water out from under a drought, an already drought-stricken Indian reservation to bottle up and put in vending machines. If we have an inalienable right to life, as it says in the Declaration, that has to include the basic necessities of life, food and water and air. And the purpose of the government was to provide these things for us. Apparently, Joel Gilbert has a new documentary film, There's No Place Like Utopia, and he went back and he found Peggy Joseph. This was the Florida voter who became notorious during the 2008 presidential campaign for saying Barack Obama would pay for my gas and my mortgage, which a lot of people bought into in 2008. Now, of course, she's out there today saying he lied about everything. Yeah, he did, but you probably should have been a little bit suspicious of his claim that he was going to pay for your gas and your mortgage right from the beginning here. All righty, over in Great Britain, there's already a court challenge to the British spy agencies over their mass surveillance. This hastily passed law by Parliament is not erasing the fact that up until that point, everything the British intelligence services was doing was, in fact, illegal. Now, there was one member of Parliament dissented from this emergency surveillance bill, and he described it as democratic banditry resident of a rogue state. And he's absolutely right. It is. This is a government committing crimes and then trying to declare them legal after the fact. We'll be right back.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the 7 seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you know, we have a new cybersecurity bill making its way through the United States Congress. And contrary to the media spin, this is not about protecting the privacy of the American citizens. In fact, this new cybersecurity bill will expand the surveillance powers of U.S. military and intelligence agencies. And it's basically it's going to allow for more sharing and networking, sort of the fusion centers on steroids. And we know how many botched up messes they've created by sending SWAT teams to people who are growing organic vegetables in their basement. It is completely out of control. Very cogent article over at RIMF.com. Does Uncle Sam have a God complex? Does the U.S. government now see itself as omniscient? Are they going for total information awareness against we, the American people? And more importantly, does the government really see the American people now as the enemy that must be spied on and controlled? Now, Eric Holder has decided to launch an investigation into a recent parade float that the float had President Obama and the Obama Presidential Library as an outhouse. And Eric Holder thinks that's over the line. I mean, free speech only goes so far. We have to investigate. Of course, he's not going to investigate the IRS scandal. Not going to investigate the VA scandal, not going to investigate any of that stuff, but by golly, he's going to show how tough he is on those who abuse the right to freedom of speech by daring to portray the president as less than godlike here. Speaking of getting into the IRS and various other scandals here, the White House is opposing a subpoena of one of their top political advisors to President Obama, saying that for Congress to subpoena anybody from the executive branch violates the constitutional separation of powers. No, in fact, it does not, because the reason there is a separation of powers is for each of the powers to keep an eye on each other. But that's their excuse right now. And basically, White House counsel Neil Eggleston sent a letter to Daryl Issa asking him to remove the subpoena to David Simas, who's the director of the White House Office of Political Strategy and Outreach. Because it's entirely possible that this White House Office of Political Strategy and Outreach is an abuse of taxpayer funds. See, there's a very interesting law here in the United States of America. Holders of offices may not use that office and its resources for their own political campaigns or promoting an agenda. If you are holding an office and you're running for re-election, you have to keep those separate. When you're in your office, you do your job, and you don't campaign, you don't promote yourself. Your campaign has to be completely separate money, all of it traced and identified, completely separate staff. But we have seen all these abuses of that law, including that one IRS worker who got suspended because when taxpayers were calling in for information on how to fill out their 1040 dummy forms, this worker was out there promoting Obama. You're not supposed to do that. And it is a violation of the law and could even be yet another reason for impeaching. Now, the people who were targeted by the IRS, Tea Party groups, conservative groups, political dissidents, now we're finding out the open source software movement was targeted by them. Not one of these people have ever been interviewed by investigators from the FBI. They're too busy going after that parade float with the outhouse on it here. And it's led to a very valid question. This is over in the Washington Examiner. Is the IRS scandal the ultimate test of the Constitution's checks and balances? Because contrary to what the White House is saying, the separation of powers is to prevent power from being concentrated and consolidated, but is not meant to prevent each branch of government from overseeing the other. Obama might just as well say that a particular Supreme Court ruling that he does not like violates the separation of powers, and he's just going to go and do what he wants to do, which we keep hearing him talk about, especially with regards to immigration. We're on the verge of a constitutional crisis here. We've got two federal judges are demanding the Internal Revenue Service come on over and swear under oath what the heck happened to those hard drives. And why in the interval of time between Lois Lerner's emails vanishing and the termination of the contract with the outside company for archiving these legally required emails, were they not restored? Now, we know the people from the IRS are going to come on in, swear on a Bible to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and then proceed to lie their faces off. The difference is doing it under oath, if the lies are caught out, they get to go to jail. Of course, it would be up to Eric Holder to decide whether or not to arrest them. That's the problem we're in right now. We have an attorney general who is absolutely dead set on protecting the president and the president's crimes. Meanwhile, over at the Federal Elections Commission, there's a very interesting story regarding April Sands. Now, she's a former employee at the Federal Election Commission. And she resigned earlier this year after admitting to violations of the Hatch Act, which is the law that says government officials are not allowed to conduct political activities on their job from government offices. This woman has admitted to violating the Hatch Act. Well, Daryl Issa wanted another request for emails, and guess what? Oh, the hard drive at the FEC crashed. I think the leading cause of hard drive failure in this country is a government subpoena. It's just amazing. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike. You just got me, made me laugh. You were talking about how Eric Holder wants to investigate a bunch of rednecks that did an outhouse for Obama in a parade, but yet he didn't want to deal with the IRS scandal, the VA scandal and all that. What kind of guy do we have in there?
Well, I think it's very, very obvious. He's there to protect and enable Obama. And, he is part, unfortunately, of the executive branch. But when you have both the president and the attorney general in cahoots together, you've got a real, real problem in terms of too much power concentrated in that Oval Office. And the way the country was set up, let me finish this and I'll come right back to you. The way the country was supposed to be set up, Congress would pass the laws. And the purpose of the executive branch is to execute those laws. That's why it's called the executive branch. And the president is not supposed to just make up the laws as he goes along and then tell the attorney general, you will enforce this, you will not enforce that. All of this is a complete abandonment of what the president's job is supposed to be. In fact, every time Obama signs another executive order bypassing Congress, he is violating the separation of powers doctrine.
Well, I just wanted to mention that the concentration of power you're talking about is totally misdirected. I mean, here he's going after these little people. You know, I wish I had done that. Investigate me. You know, you're not going to find anything. You know, but here we got all these major money things going on. These people are dying. The veterans are dying, and with the immigrants coming over, golly, it's just so unbelievable. But I just had to call and comment on that because you nailed it, my brother.
Yeah, well, it's nothing new. I mean, Clinton had Janet Reno protecting him. All the way back during the Reagan administration, it was his attorney general, William French Smith, which authorized the CIA to engage in drug smuggling, their license to smuggle. And his assistant at that time was the very young Ken Starr, which is why Ken Starr was brought back to head this whole Whitewater investigation, to get everybody distracted with stained blue dresses so they weren't paying attention to the fact that the biggest drug dealer in the country is the country.
Exactly.
And it's been an ongoing problem. And again, the cronyism in the executive branch is out there. But it's a perfect illustration. Eric Holder's going to go after those guys who made that float, but he's not going to go near the IRS scandal or Benghazi or any of these other scandals. Congress is fighting the situation. They keep wanting justice to go after Lerner. They won't do it. Now it looks like Congress may issue their own arrest warrant. And how the White House will try and block that, I don't know. But we're on the verge of a constitutional crisis here.
Well, you know, even Eric Holder's been in contempt of Congress. I mean, Yes. Whatever happened to that? It just disappeared, didn't it?
Nothing. They make him sit at the back of the room. That's all that Congress can do. And it is a terrible situation, but we're in a constitutional crisis. Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com.
SupernaturalSilver.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And speaking of corrupt attorneys general, because there's one in every state, as well as the big one up in Washington, D.C., otherwise known as Sodom on the Potomac here. Former Utah attorneys generals John Swallow and Mark Shurtleff were arrested this morning. They have been charged with multiple felony counts for unlawful activity, fraud, bribing public officials, and on and on. 23 charges in total, 19 of them felonies. The fact that they're the attorney general does not automatically mean these are decent law-abiding people here. Now, interestingly enough, over at Wikipedia, there's a very interesting story that in January of 2013, the United States Department of Justice and FBI investigated Swallow's role in an alleged scheme to help indicted businessman Jeremy Johnson avoid a lawsuit by the FTC. Now, according to Johnson, Swallow attempted to broker a deal to bribe Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid with $600,000 laundered through lobbyist Richard Rall. And in September of 2013, the United States Department of Justice notified John Swallow's lawyer they would not be filing charges in their investigation. So, by hook and by crook, this ties into Harry Reid and some of the stuff he's doing down there in Nevada. According to the latest Snowden leak, internet trolling and manipulation by governments is not a conspiracy theory. It is absolutely a fact. So when you're in a social media platform and you've got somebody there saying, oh, my goodness, you're a balloon, you're an anti-Semite, they're probably being paid to be there, either by Israel through their scholarship program or by the U.S. government. Absolutely by the U.S. government. By the way, I noticed earlier today I had posted something to my Facebook page about this story where these students were given a critical thinking assignment to evaluate the Holocaust. and decide whether it was real or some piece of propaganda. And most of the students came to the conclusion it was a piece of propaganda and it never really happened as described, for which the school and the teacher would just a huge firestorm of protest over this. Well, I first of all, I put up on Facebook the story itself and I said, given that whopper that we were all told about Saddam's nuclear weapons, how do you know these students aren't right? And by the way, isn't this the reason Common Core is discouraging teaching critical thinking to our children, to just turn them into mindless zombies who believe as they're told to believe? And it was piled on by all these people saying the Holocaust was real. We've got evidence. We've got this. We've got that. All on my timeline on Facebook. The problem was these posts are all coming from people who are not in my friends list. Now, Facebook's rules say that the only people who can post to your timeline have to be on your friends list. And these people were not. And it was very obvious that they were there to support the official Holocaust orthodoxy, and Facebook is allowing them to go into timelines where they're not supposed to be. Another article coming out of Arab American News, the NSA may be putting Israel's security interests above the U.S. And they're going in and looking at all these treaties that are between the United States and Israel regarding the sharing of this information the NSA's global spy system is acquiring. And Israel gets it all, unfiltered, including information from our own politicians, our members of Congress, judges. Israel gets it all without any control. And the point of this article is that the NSA isn't demanding a whole heck of a lot back in exchange for it. It's just a pure giveaway. Your taxes built this horrendous spy system on the globe, and the proceeds from it are going to Israel. Another article coming out of Press TV, U.S. mandated standards for software may allow backdoors for the NSA. And there's an independent group. The National an independent group was hired by the National Institutes of Standard and Technology to review the U.S. standards for software. And they came back and said the way they're written to allow the NSA to have back doors in all the software. And then they wonder why Microsoft isn't doing so well. As I mentioned before, Germany is now talking about going back to using typewriters to prepare reports, as they investigate U.S. spying allegations and NSA surveillance revelations. They don't want to use anything made by the United States or sold through the United States of America because the U.S. doesn't make this stuff anymore. And they're certainly staying away from U.S. IT providers. And it's a good thing to do that because now there's an article over at newsforge.com. The U.S. government has declared that online storage is not protected by the Fourth Amendment. If you have information out there on Facebook or Google or whatever, it's fair game. The U.S. government says it's not protected by the Fourth Amendment, which I can see the argument that you've put it out there in public. But they're also talking about cloud storage, where you're putting up your information on these cloud servers that you think is private. And the government is saying, no, it isn't. We have a right to go in and look at everything on the cloud storage systems, which is why you should never, ever use the cloud. Buy hard drives for your local computer. Keep things backed up yourself. Don't buy the ones the IRS and the Federal Elections Commission are using because apparently they're junk. But the U.S. government is saying once you put something online, it is fair game for them to look at, copy, investigate. New scandal over at the Veterans Administration, apparently, along with cooking the books to make it look like veterans were being treated in a reasonable amount of time, they've been cooking the books to make it look like veterans are getting their financial benefits sooner than they actually did. So here you have these wounded veterans who served in these wars of conquest, these wars for Bretton Woods, these wars for the petrodollar, and they come home wounded. And they're just being left in their home, not seeing a doctor, hoping they'll go away and die. And they're not getting their veterans benefits. And the VA's solution is to alter the records to make it look like these veterans are being taken care of. And they're not. They're being abandoned. Now, last night I saw a rerun of the Top Gear show over at BBC America, and it was the one about this group of British veterans who'd been wounded in Afghanistan, very serious injuries. And they were getting together to put together a rally car for the Dakar, which is like the world's most insane road race. And obviously, huge amounts of support for these guys. You know, very modern prosthesis, a lot of support for them to go on out there. And it's a very inspiring story to see these guys who are missing major portions of their bodies, crawling around this car, tuning it up, learning how to drive it with alternate controls. We don't see that kind of support here in the United States for our veterans. They'll stand one up and stick a medal on him so the president gets a photo op. And other than that, get out of here. You're costing us too much money. By the way, we were reporting last week about the Department of Homeland Security invaded a town in Illinois with military vehicles and helicopters and the whole shebang. And everybody said, what the heck is that about? Is there a terrorist in our midst? Did you find a major drug lab? And apparently, this was all about arresting a single man who was accused of downloading indecent images to his home computer. I don't even know what that means, indecent. Pornographic? Child porn? No, whatever it was indecent. He downloaded them, and that justified an entire DHS military invasion of the entire town. Talk about overkill. That is absurd. All righty, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. We're going to be talking when we come back with Nick Sacco, who wrote this book, Death Card. It's a very chilling book, very prescient about the way the country could go with a president who has decided it's time to change the United States into something that works more efficiently for global conquest and so forth. And it is very interesting. We're going to be talking to him about that. Let's see. Apparently over in Maryland, when we come back from the interview, we're going to be talking about immigration. Apparently the federal government has backed off from dumping illegals in Maryland following major public outcry and protests there. So this is becoming another major policy disaster for the Obama White House. We will be right back.